What's up, everybody? Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen's Podcast, episode 145. I'm your host, JC Jesse. And it is another week. And there are three of us. One of us, we just lost them due to Texas storms. Guess which one that is. But I'll make it a lot easier. Stu is down in Texas. What's up, guys? What's up, Stu?
I am not in Texas. I'm not.
No.
That's a lie. It's a bald-faced lie.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Everything else is shit. Might as well lie about it.
Yeah, it's I apologize for the loss of your favorite team tonight.
I'm angry. I'm angry at opportunities lost. I'm angry at situational deployment. I'm angry at refereeing. I'm angry at opportunities that were just, they were in front of us. Us, the royal us. I'm part of the team. I bleed for this team. Mm-hmm. I actually did. I got a paper cut today opening a box.
Yeah.
It was a card. It was from thick-ass cardboard, so it was like a serious one.
What? I mean, it's okay. Like they always said, like, your blood is blue, right? I think that's an old wives' tale, but...
I think that's a lie, too.
Yeah. Because it looks blue inside of your veins. Like, I always heard that. I think I believe that for... probably like a good 30 years, I think. Probably more.
Yeah.
I'm in some stained pajama pants. My blood is not blue right now, man. I am not, I'm not a happy camper.
Dude, I know your dick's hanging out, but put that away, please.
It's a shopping bag. It's an old shopping bag.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. Oh, we also have with us Baroque Reaper.
I have returned from the land of expensive lists.
It's good to have you back, buddy.
Holy crap, is that place expensive? Just everything.
California, eh?
Yes.
What part of California were you in?
Northern California.
NorCal. Got it. Yeah, do they call it that there, or is that just
Guy
Fieri thing?
No, that is a real Fieri thing.
Is that
sure.
Yeah, okay.
I want to call it NorCal. NorCal is too, like, you know, give it a little twist.
What part of NorCal were you in? Was it Flavortown?
NorCal.
No, it was not Flavortown.
Flavortown,
it was just outside
USA.
Of G-Town.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were at the G-Spot. I've been looking for that thing for years.
Boys, do I have some stories about being out in California.
I bet you do.
Hit me with one.
Well, I think we should rip off the Band-Aid first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
We'll get that out of the way. There's been some discussions. And amongst the four of us, this is no reflection on the fact that Boost is not here tonight. He actually did, like, we were all just getting on. And he was like, there's storms. And then he kind of crapped out. So if he can make it back on, he's going to. But hopefully we don't have golf ball sized hail falling on him. Hopefully he put the cars in the garage. Or maybe that's a euphemism. Maybe he dropped off the car so he could put the car in the garage, air quotes. I'm stalling.
He was dropping the thunder?
Yeah, he was definitely dropping the thunder. So we have come to a decision that after episode 150... we are calling it quits on Distinguished Gentlemen Podcast. This decision hasn't come lightly. We have a lot going on. There's a lot of real life stuff. There are new babies. There are busy work schedules. Just a lot of stuff. And so I'm sorry for... It sounds so cheesy and so self-indulgent to be like, I'm sorry if anybody's upset or anything, but yeah, so that's kind of where we stand right now. So we're going to this, and this isn't a troll, like we're changing our name again or something, like we're rebranding after six episodes. This is really it. So the plan is that we are gonna bang it out for 6 episodes and have a lot of fun doing it. We are also friends. We very much enjoy talking to each other every week and doing this podcast. It's just, I think it's time to move on. And, yeah. So we're going to keep it going, for as long as we can. That is, keep the podcast, server up. I'll explain more about that later, but, yeah. So I just kind of wanted to get that out of the way and let everybody know. So yeah, so it's a 6 episode countdown till episode 150, and then that's going to be it. Now, unfortunately, that does put us probably at the end of May, not quite close to the Feel Fee competition. We are still going to honor the Feel Fee. We're still going to have the Discord, still going to have the clan. As for the Patreon, that will probably not be needed. So we really appreciate all the patrons that have supported the show. I just ordered some fucking badass stickers for all of the members of the League of Distinguished Gentlemen with a brand new design. And I guess I'll get to what I was going to say before, but we haven't had any the Distinguished Gentlemen t-shirts or merchandise or anything like that. So what the plan is that I'd like to keep the Podbean feed going for as long as we can. So we're going to be doing a t-shirt campaign. And so the proceeds of that t-shirt campaign will go to keeping the feed up. Because if we don't pay, then all those episodes kind of go away. The feed will still be there, so who knows what can happen. I would not unsubscribe to it after 150. I'll just say that. But the design it's pretty sweet. It's actually, it's an old school tattoo art style of a skull with a monocle and a top hat, with an old school rose with a banner in tattoo script that just says Distinguished Gentleman. I'm looking at the t-shirt right now and it looks badass. I'll send it to you guys in a little bit and show you what it looks like. But all the information for that will, that'll be on the Twitter, and I'm sure I'll put it in the Discord and on the website and stuff like that. But, yeah, that'll eventually come and there'll be more information. So, if you would like to continue to support the show and want a Distinguished Gentleman shirt, it's this one is titled Distinguished Gentleman's Last Ride. So it's you know, yeah. So that's it. Do you guys have anything you want to add?
Yeah. I didn't prepare anything here, which, you know, thinking upon it now, I probably should have. I didn't realize we were gonna rip the Band-Aid off on this episode. But yeah, just to kind of to echo what you already said, there's a lot of stuff that I got going on in real life right now with the new baby and a lot of stuff with work that I know is waiting for me when I return next week and throughout the rest of 2019. And it's just, you know, it has been an absolute blast doing these shows with you guys.
We don't have to say goodbye or anything right now. I don't want to be like episode 150 and...
A couple weeks ago or whatever it was, like a week and a half ago, you messaged me and you're like, listen, I want to talk to you about something. And when you said, hey, what are your feelings about the podcast these days? And it is something that I've been kind of mulling over for a little while in my head. I just don't know what the right way to step away for a bit would be for myself personally. And as soon as you kind of brought it up, it was almost like, okay, now I can tell you, because I didn't want to be the guy to say, hey, I'm thinking about stepping away.
And I think that was the thing is like, I think the majority of us are kind of feeling the same way that, basically having the same feelings but not saying anything, and then just going through the motions every week and doing a show. It's like a therapy session. We're working out our feelings on the show. But, like, you know what I mean? That's the way it felt. Yeah. Like, once we all started talking about it and kind of airing out kind of how we felt.
It's funny you say therapy session, because that's kind of how this show has been for me for the last almost 3 years. Like, almost three fucking years. Dudes, we have done... We've done a lot of fun stuff on this show. We built a pretty remarkable community out of just an idea, just, you know, on just a discussion that turned into a, hey, let's try it out. And it kind of morphed into the show that it is today. And it has been a wild ride with you guys. And I'm really proud of the stuff that we've done and the community that we've built. But real life is real life. And I think I've kind of lost focus of that for a little while. So I need to reprioritize some stuff for myself. And I know I mentioned it in the group chat that we have. I said, mentally, I would like to call this a hiatus for myself. And I know that there's no revolving door with this kind of stuff, but, at least for now, I need to reprioritize some stuff.
That's the thing as well. When we were talking last night and, you know, you were like, you know, well, maybe, like, I don't know, because I was kind of going back and forth and, you know, like, you know, I'm going to miss it and, you know, and just really unsure about the decision. And you were like, well, you know, you express your feelings and, you know, maybe I could be friend of the show, but I don't want that. I don't want any of us to be friend of the show. You know what I mean? Like, it's all or nothing. You know what I mean? And I think... The way I feel and the way you feel, I know, Baroque, you haven't really been around and, you know, we've kind of talked a little bit in text. It's.
You guys added wonderfully to my vacation.
Yeah, you had a lot going on. How are we supposed to know you're buying a fucking house while you're out of state?
Well, I mean, he did tell us.
Yeah, that's
true. Buying a house while he was out of state.
So that was not my plan. And by the time you guys included me in, I had so much stuff that happened that I literally told my wife. That was the day, like, I got, after we ran some errands and stuff, I was just like, I can just go home now and just be over with this vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so done with this vacation. And then more crap happened, and I really, like, I could have just come home, and it didn't happen, though. My wife kept me out there, and probably because, you know, it would cost more to change our plane tickets, but, and I don't have any money now. Because buying a house is freaking expensive.
That it is. But you're going to have your own house, and that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's big enough that I don't think I'll need to buy a new one anytime soon.
Oof, humble brag.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm not going to lie.
Can Stu fit his penis in it? Dude, really, put that thing away. It is, like, it's really distracting. And it's shiny, too. Like, what do you put on that thing? Is that turtle wax?
It's baby oil, actually.
You know, I was listening to... Bads, and they're like, you know, we're the show that shoots from the hip. I like to think we're the show that shoots from the tip.
I see what you did there, because you rhymed hip and tip, and it's like it's equally as funny as it is accurate. So that's a good one. No, I mean, not to make light of it, but it was not. It's not an easy decision, I don't think, for myself at least. And I don't know, man. I also kind of feel the same way that you do, where, you know, there's second thoughts about it. There's a little bit of doubt, like, is it really what I want to do? But I don't know. I think it's just time.
Yeah,
it's just time. I don't know how else to say it. It's just time, which kind of, it's very bittersweet, though. You know, it really is.
Yeah, and this isn't the kind of thing, like I said, where we wanted to be like, hey, it's episode 150, by the way, or, like, you know, this week, or, like, some kind of build-up, and maybe people wouldn't believe us, and, you know, and just kind of wanted to put us, I don't know, I guess, put our feelings out there a little bit, you know, beforehand, so we can get all that shit out of the way and then move on and have some fun, have some of our friends back, and then ride off into the sunset.
On steeds of, on steeds of gold.
Majestic heroes on steeds of gold. Anyway, so that's pretty much it right now. I'm sure that anybody has any, if you have any questions, right? You know, it's crazy that this is all kind of unrelated, but I've been seeing, like, you know, like Crucible Radio, they're not doing the Crucible Radio thing anymore, I don't think. I don't know what their plans are. I haven't listened. And then I was just scrolling through YouTube today, and I saw this video, like, this video came up my feed, and it was Lucky and Buttwipe. They go their separate ways. Like, they're not going to be streaming together anymore, I guess. It's like, oh, wow. It's like, I guess it comes in threes. I don't know. But
Destiny, yeah. 2, what did you do to us? Yeah.
Yes, it's all. If you want to blame anybody, I really think you should blame the game.
Yeah, totally. Not life and having babies and buying houses and
working.
You know, work and being adults.
It was spouses too easy to lose focus of some really important stuff.
Yeah.
Through no one's fault but my own, but yeah. Fuck, it's been a good run, boys. You know, let's not make this a pity party. This has been a lot of fun. And we still got a lot of shit to do and a lot of fun to have and dick jokes to make. So,
oh, there's a lot of those. There's definitely a lot of those. Yeah. So anyway, let's wrap that up. From here on out, like I said, we're going to blow it out for the next 6 weeks. I guess 5 weeks, since there's only three of us on tonight, so it might be a little bit more it might be a little bit more low-key. But I know, Baroque, you have a lot of notes regarding things that you have been dealing with, or I guess your vacation. Were the relatives from Buffalo back?
No. Actually, this was literally just between buying a house out of state, and I'm just going to start now going, do not buy a house while you were on vacation in a different state. If you're thinking, oh, that doesn't sound like it's that bad, do not buy a house.
How many times did you see this house?
We went and saw it on Friday.
Okay.
Offer in, because we're like, okay, that, you know, and it was one of those, we saw the house, and it was by far the biggest house we'd seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really near the top of our budget, and it was really one of those.
How many square feet? Like 950?
3656.
Jeez! Oh, my God. Is it a bed and breakfast?
Just about.
3,600 square feet.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
My first condo was 620 square feet, and that was including the balcony.
I think that's about what's unfinished in the basement.
Wow.
Jesus.
It's 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath. It's huge. Like, so it was just one of those, we saw it because it was top of the budget, but it was like, well, we'll put an offer in as a, you know, because it's that what if, you know, you don't want to be down the road.
Brooke and his wife are at the top of their budget. He raises salamanders for a living. She crochets and underwater. Their budget is $4 million.
She crochets goat hair. Yes. No, and so I just put the offer in. We were thinking. So we're like, there's no way we're getting this. Like, because just with the way the market is, we don't really have any wiggle room. We didn't expect to get it. As we're leaving on Saturday to go to the airport, our agent calls and goes, they accepted your offer. And we're like, what? Like, not expecting it. And we're saying, well, we're going to think about it, because we had another offer on another house that was smaller, cheaper. And we thought about it all weekend. And then Monday, it's like, nope, let's go for it. So in comes, we have to wire the trust money or the earnest money. Yeah, my bank that I have currently sucks. It's like, hey, we want to wire money. Oh, okay, well, we can't do that. What do you mean you can't do
that?
We have to have the central office call you back in 24 to 48 hours, and then you can set that all up. No, I need to do that today. Oh, well, you can go to one of our sister branches out there and take care of it. No, you can't. I drove 45 minutes one way to this branch they said could do it to get there, and them tell me, no, we can't do that. Call the bank. We called my bank back, and they went, yeah, you can. You can do that. And it's like, the lady in there just told me, no, you can't. Oh, yeah, I look here. Yeah, we can't do that. Sorry. Thank you. We're not happy with this credit union. So we have to call the title company, who then goes, well, you can do it this way, maybe. So I spent another 45 minutes running around town to take care of that. Got that taken care of. Finally. This was Monday of my vacation. Tuesday was signing more forms and everything. Nothing fancy.
How's your wrist? Is it all right? I know. Yes. I know it can be tiring.
This action I'm pretty good at, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wednesday comes, 5 o'clock in the morning, my work calls me. Why? Because there's a problem and they can't get a hold of anybody else but me. And all I have is my cell phone. So I'm just ecstatic. It got to the point where the divisional director, so that's not my boss, that's not his boss, but mm-hmm. that's my boss's boss's boss, texts me going, hey, there's this problem. Can you call in and help? And I'm like, I just got off the phone with my peer telling him how to do this. He should be able to fix this. He should have been able to fix this from the start. But apparently at 6 a.m. for him, that's still too early for him to think through a problem that he should have known. All right, we have knocked off two things on my list so far.
Jeez.
Guilty as charged with the stories.
So the house drama goes on from there.
Okay.
Then Wednesday comes, you know, and you guys drop this wonderful bomb on me. Thank you. And then our home inspector calls and goes, yeah, I got that done. Can you pay me? And I'm like, cool. I go to pay him with my credit card. And I'm using it through Venmo. Trying to pay him.
Venmo's
getting the transaction declined. I call up my credit card company and I have a bunch of fraud alerts going, do you recognize the thing? Yes. Do you recognize the thing? Yes. Do you recognize the thing? Yes. Go through that. It's like, your card should work. Do it again. Gets declined. Call back. And it doesn't even let me go to the automated system. Straight to the fraud department. So I'm doing good here. Talk to them.
Oh, and I'm my like, God. This.
Here comes the problem. I'm like, well, this. And she's like, oh, that's not the right card. And I'm like, what do you mean this isn't the right? I'm looking right at this card. That's not the right. That is not the information we have. Did you get a new card? No. Did we send you one? If you did, I haven't activated the damn thing. Well, that's not what we have on file, sir. So what we're going to do is we're going to mail you out a new card. And I'm
oh, boy.
Lady. I'm in a different state. What good is that going to do me? Yeah, that was literally. So after 2 hours on the phone with her, that's what they told me. And they go, you can do it this way and use it digitally. I go, do I do that digitally? Took me another hour to get it to work. So that was Wednesday. That, like I said, that was Wednesday. I was just about done with everything. So then after that, we got to deal with my sister-in-law's cat, who decided that it was now time to be in heat and had an obsession with my damn foot. Yeah, it'd be doing that, and all of a sudden you'd be sitting there and my foot would start like jerking around. I'm like, what the heck? She's rubbing up my foot. It's like, what the hell? And the cat wanted to be in our room we were staying in. Like, to the point, at one point, I left. The room was closed. I swear to God. I go in there to make a phone call. The cat is on the bed.
Oh,
and then I tried to move the cat, and the damn thing was, like, velcroed to the carpet. It was going, there and just like.
That is one hot pussy. Cat.
Oh yeah, man.
All right.
My dog is still in heat, by the way.
Nice.
She's all over me.
Then we get to Friday. Thursday, we had nothing eventful. I had one uneventful day. Friday. Or was it Saturday?
It was Saturday.
No, Saturday. They had a, out at the lake out there, they had a free kids fishing day. Here's some good stuff. Like, we took my daughter out and it was, you know,
free kids fishing.
Yeah, she got the fish for free. My daughter wanted to go. Her uncle's totally into fishing. Throw a line out. Nothing. My daughter finally casts it out. It goes out past. Are we going to turn off the porn music?
No, I just want to see how long I can go.
But no, my daughter cast out over some reeds, of course. It lands in the water, and within 10 seconds, had a fish on the line.
Wow.
Her first fish ever. Which was funny because then her uncle like actually ended up climbing out in the pond to get, you know, the fish. Because he's like, it's her first fish. I'm not letting that damn thing go. I mean, he was not going to let it get away. And so she caught her first fish ever.
Like, I wouldn't have let him back in my car.
So she had an awesome, awesome time. Let's see. Friday was the only day I tried to sleep in, and then I forgot to turn the alarm off on my phone, and so 7 o'clock I still got woken up. So that was Friday. Then comes Sunday.
Oh, boy. Sunday, guys.
There was an Easter egg hunt out at the same lake, so we went out there. And then afterwards we went down to the lake so we could actually, you know, go – my daughter could go wade and everything.
Mm-hmm.
While down there, we look up at the car, and there's this dude that's, like, standing by it, looking at it, and then he disappears. And my sister-in-law, my wife, went up there to check out, you know, like, why is he looking at our car? Well, then here he comes, when they're halfway up there, here he comes with the little girl, and they're trying to talk, like, to him, and she, you know, like, Espanol, and, like, we're white. We're very white people. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like,
yeah,
no.
You're almost translucent.
Straight up.
Yeah.
No, my wife is like super white. And it's just like, no, we don't speak Spanish. So they get my brother-in-law, who knows a little bit. Guy's going fast. The little girl, who we don't know if it's his daughter or his niece, had to translate. He went to the bathroom near your car.
Oh, he did a casual pee.
I guess you could say that. He told you because he gave a shit.
No,
did he poop?
No. Senior Sprinkles, we're going to call him from now on.
What about you, Jay? What do you think he pooped?
I'll take poop all day, dude.
I know you will.
Apparently, they were cleaning the bathroom, and so he decided to come take a piss on the tire of the SUV we were driving. Not any of the five cars that were him and his family.
Did he piss on anything else?
He may have pissed a
little. Sorry, that's just my thing. All right, never mind.
And so he had to man up, and I wasn't with my brother-in-law when he went up to talk, but, I mean, we're talking about a guy who was maybe 5'5", and my brother-in-law is 6'1", you know, he built like me, not small. And dude apparently looked like he was about to crap himself right there from having to tell him, sorry, dude, I pissed on your car.
I saw that movie once. That's with Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott, right? Dude, I pissed on your car? Yeah.
Dude who peed my car.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Sweet.
Piss.
So, yeah, that was... And then amazingly, we decided to leave a little after because we didn't want to, you know, deal with being peed on anymore, just in case.
Your loss.
Sure. And then my wife hands us a giant Easter bag full of about 70 Easter eggs to go hide in a very not that big of a backyard. And then she comes out and like, well, how come you're not scattering them out more? It's like, woman, we barely put a dent in this combing the area we just did.
Now, do you guys, are these regular eggs or are these plastic eggs with
plastic eggs with candy in them?
Oh, you put candy money in them. Okay.
And a little bit of money.
Okay.
Which that leads to the other thing. After we collected what we thought was all of them, we found for the next day another two or three that we had missed between four grown adults and one child. And we put out, the four grown adults are the ones that put them out.
Josh's school did an Easter egg hunt, but he didn't want to go. It's like, I really didn't want to go. And I said, because I already did one during the week. That's when he did the unboxing video that we did last week. And so they were having another one on Saturday at like 10:30. And I was like, I just want to just like sit around at home. And I was like, hey, buddy, I was like, do you want to go to the Easter egg hunt? And he was like, nah. I think I want to just stay healed. And I was like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, while my daughter was out at that Easter egg hunt out at the lake, some lady was there with her van with the windows rolled down and started playing Drop It, you know, the 90s, 2000s, you know, like really inappropriate rap songs.
Drop It Like It's Hot?
No.
Oh.
Or Get Low.
Okay.
So, you know, get low.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Just drop it.
Does that mean, like, is that a reference to cunnilingus or fellatio? Is that what that is?
Not sure. Okay. I'm not up on the urban hip-hop lingo.
That surprises we went over this. Me. I mean,
I'm white.
You look like you would know all that stuff. Stu, did you guys do any kind of Easter egg hunt or anything like that?
So it was kind of bittersweet there as well. My grandmother, she lives out in Montreal and she's 90 this year. Her birthday is, it was the weekend before Easter, but she's not in great health. And, so my parents went out there with my sisters and everything else. And we weren't able to go with, you know, with the new baby and everything. We're not going to go for it's normally like a 5.5 hour car ride, but with a newborn, it would be like an 8 hour car ride. We're not going to do that for like one day kind of thing.
Yeah.
We just did a low key Easter here. Just us, our little family. We did a little trail for my daughter through the house. I set it up actually. It was, you know how these things go, right? Like you have these grand plans and then, the night before I fell asleep on the couch and I woke up to a text from my wife at like 1 a.m. like, hey, don't forget to do the trail. I was like, oh, shit. So now here I am at like 1 a.m. putting these chocolate eggs throughout my house.
I would think that would be like trim up my happy trail, like, you know, from my belly button down to my ball fro.
Oh, buddy, that's another story altogether. Shit is shit is a mess down there. It has been so long. I've just let the weeds take over the forest. And it's like, I look down. I'm like, I don't even recognize me anymore.
But anyways, still under reconstruction.
It looks like a bird's nest with an egg in it.
The thing is that there's no immediate need for it to look good. Like it's not getting used for any time soon. So yeah. I can just kind of, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. But anyways, I made this great trail from my daughter's room down the hallway upstairs, all down the stairs, through the kitchen, around, all the way to the front of the house, back a little bit. Like it was this long trail with all these chocolates and this nice basket at the end. And I start heading up to bed. So at this point, it's like 1:20 almost.
Okay.
And I realize I have chocolate all over the floor. The dog, I can hear him right away as I'm halfway up the stairs, get up out of his bed and start walking. I'm like, oh, shit. This guy's going to kill himself. He's going to eat these chocolates tonight. And I'm going to wake up to a dead dog and shit all over the rugs. And so then I had to build like, I built basically a retaining wall out of a bunch of toys and chairs and everything to kind of block him into the living room.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a crate. He's never been in a crate in his entire life, and we don't plan to start now. So, yeah, that was an adventure. But my daughter was really happy. She, you know, picking up the eggs. We didn't do, like, an Easter egg hunt. We just did a nice trail with a basket full of some goodies at the end, and it was nice, low-key with the family here.
Nice.
What about you guys, Justin?
My gosh, we did, well, you know, we're a full service, family here where we celebrated Passover on Saturday, We went up to Allentown to go celebrate that with my wife's family. And then Sunday, oh my gosh, we had like the best brisket. And then it was so good. She cooks it slow and low, baby. And then Sunday, just put out some Easter baskets for the kids. I'm the fucking worst, though, because the older kids knew. Like, I forgot to hide the baskets. I mean, Dylan basically got in the car. He was like, what are those? I was like, oh, boy. I was like, just don't say anything to your baby brother. And he was like, all right. And then, we did that. And then I made my in-laws came over, and I made prime rib. It was 4 bones of prime rib, two bones each. It was cut in half. And I had a new recipe where so basically I put, what I put on the outside, onion powder, garlic powder, kosher salt, dried thyme, and dried rosemary. And so you put like a light coating of olive oil on the outside and then put that on it. I'd let them sit out for like 4 hours to come to room temperature. And then I put them in for, and then it was like 10 pounds worth of meat. So I put it in for 45 minutes at 500. And then after that, I just turned the heat off and let them sit for 2 hours. And I cut into them. The outside was so crispy and so flavorful with all that dry rub, and the inside was perfect. Like, it was a little bit more medium on the ends than I like. I like my prime rib like medium rare. But everybody else that I was with, they like it more medium. So I would probably have taken it out maybe a half an hour earlier the next time I do it. But it was nice because it was warm. And I actually had to put I put one air conditioner in my house so far, and that's in my kitchen, because it was pretty warm on Sunday. But after like the initial thing and turning everything off, and I made baked potatoes, and oh my god, it was so good. We had such a good dinner. I fucking love prime rib. Although, like, you know, I know a lot of people do ham on Easter is a big deal, and I'd like to have a nice ham on Easter. But we've been doing the prime rib for Christmas Eve, and my mother-in-law said she would buy it. So she was like, we should have that more than just Christmas Eve. And I was like, okay, yeah. She's like, well, they're having a sale. I was like, all right, we'll fucking get it. I'll make it. And that's what I did. And that was, nice. Was pretty much it. I took off on Friday and we hung out with the kids, and I did, and wanted to go play disc golf with Dylan, but we just never got a chance to go. Yeah, it was a long weekend. And then I found out something last week regarding, the stomach issues that I was having and that I had talked about on here. And so last Monday I had another bout of the pain, and this time, like, I felt it, like my wife took, she was taking Dylan to lacrosse, and I was like, I'll stay home and, you know, make dinner for everybody, whatever. And as soon as she left, and I'm like, I'm just starting to make dinner, and I feel like the pain coming on, and it's like right above my belly button, right? And I feel it coming on. I'm like, oh, fuck. All right. So I get through making the kids their dinner, Bethany and Josh, and then it starts to get like more intense and more intense. It's like, well, I told Beth, it's like, just watch your baby brother, please. I'm going to go upstairs and lay in bed. And then it got progressively worse. And then it got so bad I couldn't move. And I didn't want to move. And it was just like, it was just radiating. Just the pain. It was just, I've never felt anything like it before. And it lasted about 2 hours. And so my wife, she finally got home and came in and checked on me. She's like, we should go to the emergency room. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking going anywhere. I'm not moving. Like, I can't move. And it was kind of like the pain was kind of coming and going. So it would kind of let up a little bit, but not to the point where I would feel better. Like, it would still really, really hurt. And typically the past three times, this sucks to even say, like the past three times it happens and I didn't go to the doctor, but I went to the doctor after the last time and they gave me antibiotics. So I thought, oh, okay, well, I should be fine. Because they thought it was diverticulitis. And so So it after like 2 hours, it was like 9 o'clock at night, I started to feel better. And so I went downstairs and I said to my wife, I was like, I need to go see somebody about this. She's like, yeah, you do, dumbass. And I said, okay. I was like, well, I'll make you a deal. I was like, well, no, I didn't say that, but I was like, look, if this happens to me again, no matter what I say, take me to the emergency room. And so the next day I made an appointment, and I was able to get an appointment for the following morning, first thing in the morning. So I went to go see a GI doctor, and I really couldn't, like, while the pain was going on, I really couldn't focus on anything, but I had my phone with me. And I was writing down, I was making notes of everything that I was feeling as I was feeling it and like where the pain was going and just trying to keep like a run. Like I was like live tweeting my pain basically so I could tell the doctor how it felt in real time. And so I saw this nurse practitioner. She was super, super nice. And so I'm telling her everything and she's just like looking at me and smiling. Yep, yep. Okay, keep going. I'm like, all right. I was like, you already know what it is, don't you? She's like, yeah. So basically she told me that she thinks that I have gallstones and that I would need to go have an ultrasound. And so that's what I did. I got in the car and I made an appointment. I was able to get one for the next morning to go get this ultrasound. And so it's funny, I'm in there with like a pregnant woman in this room, and it's like, and I had to put on like a kimono type of thing. I took a picture of myself for my wife, but it's only for her. So I had to lay there, and like, have you guys ever had an ultrasound done before?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I've never had, yeah, I guess, but yeah.
Never in my stomach though.
Yeah. Well, they did it just like I was a pregnant woman.
Okay.
So they put the gel on my belly. Like, ooh, like, I wonder what I'm having.
That's
and
funny.
It was really funny. And so, yeah. So then the following day, I got the report, and they were like, well, we didn't find anything. And part of me is thinking, like, well, what if it was one stone and I passed it? And basically, like, that pain, the radiating pain is that, you know, your liver dumps bile into your gallbladder and your gallbladder dumps the excess bile back into your intestines. And so the way she explained it to me, and for anybody out there that doesn't know, is that basically like think about like an iced tea and you put sugar in it and you have all that sugar, that sludge at the bottom of the iced tea. Well, sometimes that sludge can turn into a stone. And when the gallbladder is pumping out that bile, if that stone is too big to get out of that tube, that causes the problem. So that's why the pain like radiates. That's why it came in waves, because it keeps trying to push this thing out. And either it passes and goes in your intestines and you poop it out. It's not like having a kidney stone, right? Where you have to like pee into like a little container or whatever. So that's basically what it is. So they didn't see anything in the ultrasound. So part of me is like really hoping that, knock on wood, that maybe I passed it. Because I mean, the final outcome here is that I'll have to have my gallbladder removed. Now from what they say is that, you know, you're fine without it. You know, it's a very common procedure. They do it laparoscopically. You're kind of like in and out the same day. And it's a few day recovery.
Yeah, my sister-in-law had it done.
So, and I was like, yeah, this kind of works out for the Feel Feet competition. Because she's like, very low-fat diet because, you know, fatty foods can, you know, aggravate it. So now they have to, they're sending me for this other scan, which, I mean, I'm not nervous about. It's called a HIDA scan. So basically, and it's a pretty common thing, like my wife told me she had one, and she was having an issue for something, so she had one. So basically, you go in, and they put you in this x-ray machine, right? And then, you know, they image your small intestines and your liver and your gallbladder. And then at some point, they inject you with a nuclear isotope, and then they're able to track what is happening in your system. And then after that, now this is the part that makes me nervous, is that then they give you an injection of this stuff that supposedly like makes you nauseous, makes you feel like you're going to have to shit yourself, and that it basically makes your gallbladder contract and gives you that same pain that I would feel when I'm having like the incident, and you know, like when it happens, basically.
Wow, that sounds like super fun.
Yeah, but supposedly it doesn't last that long. Like, it only lasts about 10 minutes.
Is it like a, okay, it's just a one-time thing? It's not like we're going to hit you every couple of hours.
No, no. You know? But I have to sit in this thing for like 4 hours, I think. And I can't really move or do anything. So, but they said I could listen to music. You know, I'll listen to podcasts or whatever while I'm in there. And, but yeah, so I think like they give me that injection and it basically makes my body do the thing so they can see what's going on. So I don't know. I'm very hopeful that maybe I pass this thing and then, you know, I'm not going to have it anymore. But what sucks is that if it's still there, you know, if there's multiple of them, if this is still an issue, like I feel like a time bomb basically for pain. You know what I mean? It's like every day I go to work, I'm like, well, what's going to happen? Is all of a sudden like something going to trigger it? And because I'm remembering back to like months ago when I first started having this issue, and it started out really small. You know what I mean? Like one day, I think I told you guys, I might even talked about it on the show, where I was like on my way to an account, like hours away, and I started getting this pain. I pulled over and I sat in this parking lot for like an hour, right? And I thought it was gas. And then I left the parking lot because I started to feel better and like got home, you know, I had to fart a lot or whatever. And I think that was just a coincidence. But that was like this pain. So I don't know. We'll see. So I'm hoping that they'll at least find something and then I can schedule and get my fucking gallbladder taken out and then that'd be that, you know, because I mean, what happens basically after that is that, you know, your liver just dumps all that bile right into your intestines. So I don't know, at least it's something like that, because before, you know, all these things are running through my head, like, you know, you get really scared and you start thinking like, oh my God, what if something's really wrong with me and what am I, my kids are going to do? Like, you know, you just think about the worst shit. And it's funny, like, when you get, like, over 40 and you really start to feel, like, all these pains and all these things that weren't there before. And, like, it just becomes part of your everyday. And to think, like, you know, people wake up and their back doesn't hurt or, like, their ankle doesn't hurt after they've been sitting in the car for, like, hours. And you just bounce back from shit. I'm like, fuck. Like, it's the first time I'm kind of realizing that, like, shit. You know, like, I'm getting older and shit is happening to my body and I really can't stop it. Like, I mean, 41 is not old by any stretch of the imagination. You know what I mean?
No, but it's not young either. And, it's not, you know, young. you gotta start taking care of yourself and not you specifically, but I mean, in general, a lot of us do, you know, late 30s, early 40s. You kind of hit the nail on the head where you're kind of confronted with this reality that shit's happening and
I'm falling apart.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it beats the alternative. Not everybody has the privilege of growing old. So there's going to be some shit that comes along with it. And
I mean, if anything, it kind of wakes me up and be like, shit, I really got to start taking a lot better care of myself than I was before,
yep.
You know? And then, to be honest with you, like, I really wasn't, you know, but I feel like lately now, I'm more active, like, I'm outside playing with the kids every day. I'm like, I'm barely down here playing games. My kids aren't playing games. And, you know, that was a big thing, too, is that, like, you know, I feel like I kind of, you know, my kids got an interest in it, and maybe I pushed them into it, and it kind of had a bad reaction with them. You know what I mean? Like, both of them started playing Fortnite, and at 10 and 5, it was like ruling their lives. And it was like all they talked about and all they thought about. And you know, and then we took it away because of how it was making them act and how these changes we started to see in our kids. And it's funny, like, I see other kids that are still like, really, really into it. And, you know, and I tell the parents, like, yeah, you know, we took it away, like, just in conversation, you know, at events with kids and stuff like that. And, you know, it eventually does come up, you know. And, you know, and then I'll just say, yeah, you know, well, we had to take it away because, you know, what we saw with our children. And they're like, oh, I wish we could do that. He's this. He's like, well, just fucking do it. You know what I mean? And I think, like, what I'm saying now is, you know, I'm not going to get on a high horse or anything. You do whatever you want with your kids. But, you know, I agree with my wife, and I kind of, like, I kind of defended it because I was defending myself. I was trying to make it, like, I'm trying to defend myself playing video games. Like, oh, video games aren't bad, you know, and they're not. But, like, I was trying to keep them playing it so I would feel better about myself playing. You know what I mean? It's, like, a weird thing. But they've stopped playing as much. I've stopped playing as much. Having said that, I hit 700 this week. Pretty awesome, by the way. I've almost got the Arbalest. But that's not playing that much, you know what I mean? But anyway, so, like, but I've seen a change in that, like, we're outside every day, we're playing basketball, we're playing disc golf, we're riding our bikes. I went out, I got a bike rack for the back of the truck, so now we can take our bikes places. And, you know, I feel like I want to go out and do stuff, and instead of, like, sitting around saying, you know, I really should get out there and go do something and then go grab a bag of potato chips or, like, a snack and sit down and start playing video games. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, yes, I do know what you mean. And to kind of dovetail nicely with what we're talking about here and health-related stuff and going back to some of the reasons for myself to step away a bit from the show, from podcasting, you guys might remember, but last year in October, at the end of October, I had a procedure.
Yeah.
On my heart, an ablation. I actually had a follow-up with the cardiologist last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still too early to say it was a success. They want to wait 12 months until they say that. But he said, everything that I'm seeing right now, you're in really, really, really good shape. And I said, so it's trending the right way. And his exact words were, it is strongly trending the right way. He's like, I just can't say it formally because it's not 12 months, but you're exactly where you need to be right now. Like, he was really pleased awesome. With himself as well. And, you know, he looked at me point blank. He's like, it's time to get to a gym. I mean, I'm not out of shape. I'm not in shape. I weigh my target weight. The problem is that everything is about a foot and a half lower than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, the weight is not carried in my shoulders and my arms and my chest anymore. It's all moved down to my waist and my gut. And I have these nice love handles that did not exist 5 years ago.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Baroque, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, my wife had a baby 3 weeks ago and I did not. I've kept my baby. So
yeah, that's the thing is, yeah, like, I put on baby weight for three kids and she managed to get rid of it, but I kept it on and kept going. You know what I mean?
So that's actually, that's something that I'm going to try to prioritize in my own life moving forward for 2019 is going to be, I'm going to join a gym again. And I haven't figured out a schedule that's going to work because I'm still trying to figure out how work is going to kick my ass when I get back into it. But I need to prioritize going to the gym and getting back into shape.
That's the almost tough 40. Part. Is so. That in all, and also that, like, Planet Fitness makes it easy to feel like you're doing something by having a gym membership because it's only $10 a month, but right. Then you don't feel bad. You're like, it's only $10 a month. If I don't go, I don't go.
It's called the fat tax. You don't feel bad because you're paying your fat tax.
Yeah. But I feel like I need to like make the time to go.
So
and that's I've gone a few times, but I, you know, the kids are fucking, I can make excuses away for fucking everything. You know what I mean? But, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of things that need to end kid wise in order for me to, make better time. And I could always go early in the morning, or I could go at night, which I probably will do and start going at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The new house we're buying, our master is huge, and it's not a humble brag. Like, we have no idea what the hell we're going to do with half of it because it's just stupidly huge. But I told my wife, like, I think what I want to do is on the other half that we're not using, let's buy, like, that recumbent bike and that treadmill or that, you know, elliptical we want to use. I mean, let's just buy them and then it's there. It's not us, you know, oh, well, we can't go to the gym because, oh, we don't have time. It's there. It's in our house. There's no excuse to get away from it. There's, you know, or we don't have to worry about, well, how do we find the kids and care for the kid? They're down the damn, you know, they're around the corner.
You know what looks cool is those Peloton bikes, but man, they're fucking, they're almost like $4,000 or something like that.
They're stupid, yeah.
And I wonder how much the service costs because you got to pay for the service.
Something like 30 bucks a month or something.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just going to
Sorry, wait a minute. You buy the bike and then you got to pay them a monthly thing?
So it's a bike.
Yeah, your bike doesn't turn
You've seen
turn
the commercials,
on.
Right? No, the Peloton bike?
It's a bike with like a TV screen built into the front.
Yeah,
but you pay to have they have like live
classes through this.
It's classes. Yeah. And it's like YouTube for exercise video, but it's all catered. And it actually can adjust like the everything of the bike from what I hear. Like, so you'll be riding.
Jerks
all right, we're
going to
go up the hill and it'll actually adjust.
Like, oh, you're cool.
Yeah.
It's all, I mean, yeah, that's cool, but freaking not for that money.
Yeah. Right. But while we're on the subject of working out, the Feel Fee competition, the weight loss competition between us and our podcast buddies. If you want to join, it's not too late to join. Get in the Discord in one of our shows, Potato Thumbs, Barely a Destiny Show, Adventure Gaming Club, Distinguished Gentlemen. Join any of the Discords. Everybody has a channel in there. Doesn't matter which one you go into. And then join the Feel Fee competition. And basically, lose weight. Get healthy. And then at the end, you may win like a t-shirt or something like that. And we definitely, now that we have a t-shirt, we have something to give away. So that's pretty, did you see the picture? I sent you guys a picture.
Yes,
of the
I like that.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome, right? Especially on the black. It looks pretty cool.
I could see that with like a gray or a blue also being.
Yeah. And actually, it looks pretty sweet with the pink. I'm not going to lie to you.
I could see that.
But we don't, actually, and the way I have it set up, I'm probably going to make it go live tonight, and then I'll tweet out the link tomorrow, but it's not just the shirt. There's sweatshirts, there's hoodies, and I made it so, you know, you could get anything you want, if you even want to get one. But yeah, please, by all means, join the Feel Fee competition, and, you know, even though the show may not be going on, we'll still be kicking it live. So, I'm still going to be doing it. Actually, I went down. I think I lost like a pound this week, which I was really surprised by. Just because it was so busy and, you know, I wasn't doing as well as I was before.
I haven't weighed myself from this vacation, but I'm pretty sure I lost weight with all the stress and just everything. It's okay. My wife told me something today that I felt bad. She felt bad.
She's
but
pregnant.
No. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, my dog.
My dog, we didn't pick up the dog last night because, as you guys saw, we got in stupid late.
Yeah.
Well, she went and picked up the dog today. Well, the family we had sitting him had a little girl. Apparently, she fell in love with Bosco.
It's Brody, like, it's, but whatever.
My wife, like, she said she felt bad because the little girl sat at the window and just watched the dog get into our car. It was all sad and teary-eyed. And my wife's like, I felt bad picking up taking my own dog away from this. And I'm just like, you could have left him. I don't think I'd have cared so much.
Did they like give you your money back for watching the dog?
No.
So then why in the world would you feel bad at all? Thank you for watching my dog. I'm sorry your daughter fell in love. I would like, if you would like to buy a dog, there are many like him, but this one is mine.
This is my daughter's, not your daughter's. Sorry.
I feel so bad for my dog that I can't, like, take her for a walk. She's, like, stuck. But, man, she is, like... It's so funny. My wife will just look at her and be like, oh, my God, look at her vagina. It's huge. It's bigger than it was yesterday. And it's fucking gigantic. And it's so weird because it's like all she turned like walks away. It's like all you can see.
Big hanging dog vagina.
Oh my God, big dog vag.
Hate it when that happens.
And well, she was telling me this like horror story about her friend. She was talking to somebody at work, and I guess she told him about Luna's situation. And she said, "Yeah, we had a dog, and we took it out for a walk, and a dog came running, and they." You know, when dogs have sex, they get stuck together, right?
Okay.
Yeah, they get stuck together. Like, the male's penis goes in, and, well, I don't need to explain that part to you guys.
I know that, like,
you know the concept?
Do that, but do that happens to dogs as well?
Yeah, like, they get stuck together.
Yeah, like, the female clamps in, and she's like, you're not going anywhere, buddy.
Oh, I don't know if
she's like, oh, I gotta work. I gotta work in the morning.
I don't know if she clamps or if he, like, I don't know what happens, but basically it happened. The next thing you know, they got fucking puppies. And I don't want that shit happening. She actually got out the other day. She got out of the yard.
I was about to Google it, but then like I don't know what search term I would
put in here. Like, you want to search my dog's vagina? That's
what happens after dogs have sex. Like I don't need that in my search history. There's enough bizarre shit in there already.
Actually, I have in my notes. I heard about this thing on. This is really gonna fuck up my search history here.
Oh dear.
So I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about these things. Hold on, let me see. I hope this doesn't pop up on like my wife's thing. oh shit! Did I get rid of it? Oh, here it is. There are these new synthetic feet for people that have foot fetishes. And so basically, the idea, yeah, like, and there's a bunch of pictures with like. You know, people can dress them up and then
dress them up.
Yeah. You could put socks on them. You could, you know, do whatever you want with these, like, you know, I don't know. What do they make the sex dolls out of? Like the really nice ones. Like,
well, this one is silicone. These are silicone.
Yeah. These are silicone feet. And then if you really want to get crazy, you can add a vajankle to it. Which is basically like imagine
that I'm gonna Google.
Yeah, hold on, air. I don't even know.
Vajankle.
I'm not. I don't even want to.
Oh my God, vajankle review. The original vajankle. Oh boy.
It's basically like imagine if you cut your foot off about 6 inches above your ankle, and then put a vagina where the bone would be.
This is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Like the toenails are painted. Do you see it?
It looks like a fucking reject from a party supply store. It's like Halloween, but
oh my god,
on top it's of a your foot with a vagina on top of the foot, or on where the ankle would be.
It sure is. Oh my god,
I don't even know where to go with this. This is just what
it is.
Hey, listen, if you're into feet. Good for you. I'm glad that you found your thing.
This is the fucking Mecca right here.
Is it though? Because this is like now you're not into feet anymore. Now you're into like
if you're into feet, I always thought like you're into like, you know. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've seen foot fetish videos, right? I'm a grown ass man, but they're either jerking off with like the toe, like putting the dick in between the big toe and the other toes, you know what I mean? Or the person is like grabbing the feet together and fucking in between the 2 feet. I don't know why I needed to do this motion.
This is just something else.
But
there's some good comments on here too.
I was waiting for like to come in right when we're like talking about the vajankle.
Vajankle.
But like do you need to like
my leave.
Like, this is, like, this is next level. Like, I don't think if you have a foot fetish that you're thinking, like, oh, I want a vagina in a calf.
Well, you know, see, Justin, calf. This is just it. Because you can buy the individual vajankle, or you can buy the mixed pair. So the vajankle is on the left foot, and then the right foot is just a normal foot. So if you're not feeling that crazy, you just... you know, get the normal foot. But if you really want to have a good night, you get out the vajankle.
I also like they have
vajankle.
They have legs. They have that are like below the knee. They look like below the knee amputations.
Oh man.
Hold on. Let's look at some of these comments.
Oh, you can change the skin tone as well.
Oh, that's yeah. Nice. Oh, dude, they're like...
That's excellent. I like that inclusivity. That's good. Is there any reviews here for the vajankle?
Stu, your wife's going to like wonder what's going on with you.
There's a lot of people that
she's well
like,
aware of my...
says, hi, when will you produce the men's tall feet? Oh boy. I like all the pictures of like the feet doing things. This one is working.
So we're going to have a doggo coming out of this soon.
This one. You know? Hold on. I'm screenshotting it because I got to send it to you. This is going to be what we put distinguished gentlemen. I'm going to put the logo above this for this one's podcast and post it. It's a picture of these fake feet working pedals for like the pedals you would use to drive like Forza, you know?
Oh my God. This is something else.
Oh, this is like, I could stay on here for hours.
I wonder what other body parts they slapped a vagina onto. This is like some Dr. Frankenstein shit here. Let me see if there's a vajarm pit.
Why don't they have like penises coming out of the end? Does it not work the other way? The schlunkle. The cockles? And this is, you could find this at synthetics.com. I just want to say right away that we are in no way affiliated with synthetics.com. They did not pay us to start talking about this.
And we talked about this on our own.
Yeah.
But if they do want to send us a couple of vajankles to review, I'll review it for the show.
You know what's the most horrible feeling is when you're... You're like standing above the sink, just like pouring your man juice out of an ankle of you're cleaning out your vajankle and you're just sitting here. Stu looks like he's gonna throw up.
No, not at all. I'm just how did we get here? How did we get to a vajankle and...
Do you mean like as a species? Well, people are into like different things, you know what I mean?
There's no synthetic vajarm pit, by the way, but a vajarm pit apparently is a thing where like, you know, you're wearing like, if a woman is wearing a top that exposes kind of a little bit of her armpit, when her arm comes down and hits the fold of the breast, can make like a vajarm pit look over here.
Oh, yeah.
But not no synthetic vajarm pits that I can see.
I really love all the things they're making these feet do.
Like, there's a meme of
got
Gordon Ramsay.
They've got pearls wrapped around them.
There's a meme of Gordon Ramsay saying, come here, you. I wanted a vajarm pit, not a vajankle, you fucking twat. So I just think that a vajarm pit kind of... And that anatomically, am I saying it right? Anatomically.
Anatomically, yeah.
The vajarm pit seems to make a lot more sense to me than a vajankle.
Could you imagine if something had, like, there's a knock at the door and all of a sudden, like, or somebody, like, burst into your room and...
Justin, we're talking about vajankles. There's no end to my imagination right now. This is uncharted territory.
Can you imagine if, like, somebody, like, what if I, like, bought this thing and, like, I'm super into it. I wasn't expecting anybody to be home. I'm going to have a good... vajankle sesh.
You know, just walking and there's like a foot just hanging out and you're just
like a sweet, sweet vajankle sesh. And my wife opens the door and there's just like this foot facing her because that's how it's like I'm like standing there with like this third little foot coming out of my crotch. Oh my gosh.
This is where the Vajarm pit actually makes sense. It'd be a little fist just sitting there on top, you know?
If these things weren't so expensive, I would buy one and give one out as like a giveaway. But they're like $300.
Oh.
You could get the toes. You could get the toes painted any way you want.
Are we?
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Oh, never mind. Hold on. This is. Oh, never mind.
Maybe 300 is the combo pack with.
Yeah, it's 179 per foot, I think, and I think they cut you a discount if you want available in a single or pair. They're made to order, though. I want to be the. I wonder who the person is who's like, you know what? It's my foot. Everybody's out there fucking.
These are my LaToyas.
Because they're so...
These are my Ashleys.
Oh, my God. These are the Rebecca collection.
All right. Do we have any questions? Because I can't look at this Vajankle anymore.
I don't know. I think...
I
could look at it all night, the rest of the night. But, no, I think we should... I think we should just wrap things up right there. Let's do Song of the Week and then just call it a night. And then... Just because so much shit, you know... I don't know. We talked about a lot of stuff this episode.
For sure.
I don't feel like this is like our typical episode.
I got to leave you with this one thing, though. I did have a TSA agent that checked us in by coming home who had a man bun, and his name was Kraft.
Oh, nice.
I think America is safer.
We do have a scum death. We do have a what's it called?
Scum death's corner.
Scum death's corner. I was going to say, learning things with scum death. All right.
Well, he did send one, didn't he?
He did. Here we go.
We can do that if you want.
Absolutely.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Death's Corner. Every time I have a shower, it seems that my flannel seems to be still wet. So I do believe that Heidi's kids are using my flannel to wash themselves. The only trouble is, though, the last thing I wash is my asshole with my flannel. So I'm just hoping that they wash their face first. 10-0. See you later. Thanks. Bye.
See, there's another term. Your flannel.
I think that's like.
Is that like a wash rag?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to divine what he's trying to get at.
It's his loofah.
I like the end how he says 10-0. Like that's like a flawless victory for him, you know?
Yeah.
Washes that taint. Washes his under taint and then. And his stepkids get it on their face. That's pretty good. Nice passive-aggressive move. I support it.
Absolutely. I think that about my towels because my kids always use my towels.
Well, I actually think about it for myself on my own loofah. I use a loofah, and it's like I have to be cognizant of the last thing that I wash because I know that the first thing I wash is going to be, you know,
I wash
last thing adjacent.
I go head down. Actually, that's not true because I work up a good lather. I think I hit my crotchetal region first. I work up the lather there, and then I go top down.
You guys ever pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Broke is making the face like what?
Yeah.
If someone says they don't pee in the shower, they're lying.
So I've been home for
all
work,
the pipes go to the same
you guys
place.
Know. And
all pipes lead to the ocean.
Yeah.
The other day, my wife put on Dr. Oz. Actually, she put on something else and then it finished in Dr. Oz. It just rolled right into it. And she doesn't watch Dr. Oz or anything, but I was home and was watching the kid. And at one point, he says, okay, stay tuned, everybody. When we come back, we're going to find out if it's okay to pee in the shower. And I was like, yo, I am here for this.
I'm all
like,
in.
I texted my wife. I'm like, Dr. Oz is going to tell me if it's okay that I pee in the shower. Well, guys, on many levels, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Number one, first and foremost, we just celebrated Earth Day.
Yeah.
And you want to think about Mother Earth, you know, our Mother Earth over here.
Absolutely.
You waste so much water flushing toilets for no good reason when you're already there. And there's a drain.
Hey.
You know, it's all pipes.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Let it mellow.
Basically, what it was is like, it ended like, unless you have like an open wound, don't piss directly in the open wound. That's just stupid. But if you piss in the drain, you're totally fine.
Yeah.
So everybody, you have it on good authority from both Stugazzo and Stugazzo and Dr. Oz. Thank you very much.
And if I'm doing it, I'm facing the drain. I'm not like facing away and letting it roll,
I'm not an animal.
No.
I'm like full arc up onto the wall and shit. I'm trying to fucking, I'm trying to hit tiles as high as I can and beat my record from last week. Like, it's like being in the shower is totally fine.
My kids are going to take a
bath. We got the Dr. Oz Stugazzo combo, the Dr. Otzo combo. You know,
there you go.
Dr. Otzo's pee, it says it's okay to pee in the shower.
Doc Ock. All right. Yeah, let's do Song of the Week, gents. Here, give me 1 second.
Sure.
And now, it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify Playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
Well, in 6 episodes, you're going to have to accept substitutes.
Well, we are 412.
That we are.
If we get, you know, a little loosey-goosey with the rules, I think we could hit that 350 mark.
I think so, too. Well, I mean, I'm sure we're going to have some guests on, and we'll be able to hit that. You know what I mean? We could do it. What about you, Canuck?
I could hit that if I wanted to.
Yeah, he could hit that too. All right, what do you got for me?
Broke, you want to go ahead or?
I will. Okay. In honor of how crappy my vacation was, I'm going to pick Hard Knock Life, Ghetto Anthem by Jay-Z.
All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, hold on a second. Whatever reason, it's not coming up. Where the fuck is it? That's
all right. Well, while you're searching,
yeah.
When the Man Comes Around, Johnny Cash.
When the Man Comes Around.
Or maybe just The Man Comes Around, actually. That might be the name.
You know, that's another one where I'm looking here. And there's a playlist called that, but it's not on the playlist. The same with Hard Knock Life.
It's most definitely there. I'll send you the link.
I'm like looking at Hard Knock Life right now on Spotify. So
yeah, I believe you. Hold on. Oops.
Hey, there it is, right there.
I found it. Found it, guys. All right. Let me find Johnny Cash again. Come on. This is so interesting. All right, I'll find it. Shit. I didn't think about what I was going to fucking pick.
God, a song?
Damn it. I was going to pick a song. And the song I pick is going to be... This is from a band that I loved when I was in high school, and I just found the CD the other day, and it's this band called the Afghan Whigs, and the song is called Gentleman, and this whole fucking CD is amazing. The CD is called Gentleman, so if you ever want to listen to a good fucking rocking out CD, check that one out. All right, guys. Let's put a pin in 145, 5 episodes after this one. Stay tuned because we're going to be blowing this mofo out. I have a very special episode coming up. Actually reached out to a friend of the show to help us out to actually build an episode. And actually, well, you know, fuck it. I'm not going to tease it. Actually, our good buddy Bit Dead Bitdead, you're amazing. Huge supporter of our show and a ton of other podcasts out there. Like this guy, I mean, and listens to so many podcasts and is always like so, you know, encouraging of everybody. And so I reached out to him and I said, you know, would you mind like putting together an episode for us, like based on old segments or like whatever, just like, you know, it sounds like I'm being really lazy, which is kind of what I was being, I guess. But I said, hey, can you put this together and we'll fucking do all of this stuff. So that is what we're going to do. So, so look for that. And I probably next week we'll do that. And yeah. So if you would like to find all of our stuff, you can go to dadtalespodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter. We're at DGents. I'm at JC Jesse Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
All right. How about you, Stu?
You can find me frantically searching for the pause button because I'm all confused with Spotify playing in one ear and you guys in another. STU_GATZZO.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other. Yes. Stay fresh. Hashtag stay fresh.
Gentlemen, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Gentlemen, they're the freaking best!